Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9570. If you want to jump in and play a little fool's gold with us, gold or fool's gold. All right, here's the next one. San Francisco can survive without Joe Staley. That's gold. Come on. No team, no one man is bigger than the team.
I'm going to say fool's gold, Stoney. And we talked about this team being young and what Staley meant to the guys up front. Now you're talking about putting a rookie in his position, one of the most, if not the important position on the O-line. And if you don't do that, you move McGlinchey over. I think so highly of Joe Staley and him making this team be able to run the ball and have that success on the ground, running that thang-thang, Bonte, I'm going to say fool's gold until they prove me wrong otherwise. Because if we watch a Steeler team that Baldy just said can get after the QB and things look different, call or text me. I'll have the answer, and it'll be J.S., Joe Staley.
Wait, what? When do we call you?
What?
If we see Pittsburgh having success with the Niners O-line, and then the Niners not being able to run the ball.
If that happens, you'll be able to say, I told you so. It's essentially what you're saying.
Gotcha. Boy, you bad. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, go ahead, Bonte.
San Francisco can survive gold or fool's gold, Bonte.
I don't even know anymore. I just want to call Guru for the answer. Is it fool's gold or gold? I don't know. Let's say gold, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm worried. Left tackle, blindside for Jimmy Garoppolo. He just started to feel comfortable in the pocket yesterday against Cincinnati. I'm worried. I am worried. Gold. I mean, fool's gold. Excuse me. I don't know if they can survive without Joe Staley. It's a big loss, man.
These guys saying fool's gold. I'm saying gold.
Look at the D, real quick, Stein. The DNs and the pass rushers are going to be playing in the next few weeks, man. It starts to ramp up. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, the Rams. They got some guys who can get after the quarterback. So you need Joe Staley back in a heartbeat.
All right, gold or fool's gold. Quan Alexander's the key to the defense. Quan Alexander.
Gold. Damn, I'm going to go gold. I'm going gold.
You see this guy? I mean,
he's got a Ray Lewis-like motor. Something is going on before he even gets a. You said you saw him coming out to the music.
To the boombox. He's got a
Ferrari motor.
He's got the red dreads. He's got the 5'6" in his ears. He's cut from a different cloth, That dude is. You need him because you saw Steiny in the Tampa game. Once he got kicked out, Tampa started running the ball.
And he's Cincinnati doing the Ric Flair woos when he's hitting people. You hear him, Steiny?
He gets me fired up.
Woo! I'll say fool's gold.
Why?
Because I think it's got to be somebody on the defensive line. Just because that makes his job a little bit easier if they're getting a surge at the line of scrimmage. But then I'd be like, okay, who is it? Bosa, Ford, Buckner. I'm going to abstain from that one. How's that? Am I allowed to?
And it's not even a bad answer. I thought you were going to give it to...
I almost was going to give it to Bosa, but I don't know if he's going to play.
He didn't
quite
record
enough.
A tackle yesterday.
What?
But he was solid. Yeah,
you know what? I guarantee you... Well, I don't know if he was actually on the field for the play, but Solomon Thomas had a sack. I'm sure that was likely because of who he's playing beside.
And what about Mr. Blair coming out of nowhere?
Looks better than Solomon Thomas.
Wow, Blair. I mean, they kept calling his name.
The only reason why Solomon Thomas piled up all those snaps is because the game was out of reach. Sad.
All right, last fool's gold or gold. Akella Witherspoon right now is the MVP of the defense.
Oh, that's fool's gold. He's balling, but... That's fool's gold.
Yeah, he's not right now.
Yeah, no. And that's not a slide
not
on him.
Close.
Yeah,
who's better?
I think Quan Alexander.
Fred Warner.
Yeah. But Quan Alexander's only played a game and a quarter.
Yeah,
it's for the first two games. First two games, is he the defensive MVP? Witherspoon. Not that he's gonna be, or he's their best defensive player.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say fool's gold.
Fool's gold. Give it to Fred Warner. Give it to Give it to Buckner or Armstead. Weatherspoon's been really good. Weatherspoon's been really good, but Fred Warner's been better.
I don't have a problem with that. Jonathan. Jonathan's in the city. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey. Wow, man. The 49ers are 2-0. Last week when everybody was panicking about, oh, Garoppolo did Garoppolo.
Exactly.
What did I say? I said, just trust this coaching staff. Just trust whatever they're doing because all they need is that defense to come up and the Shanahan's office where we don't, you don't have to worry about no running game because it's always built in this kind of offense. And now Jimmy's finding his receivers. People are getting injured left and right from all the other teams. Look at their schedule, man. I think the only game they're not going to be favored against is the Rams. So they're going to get the Clevelands and the Washingtons and all the other teams. We might be looking at like 8-1 after, you know, the first half of the year.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you and the optimism. For sure. By the way, somebody's saying, where was it down there? Oh, Quan Alexander, 408 says, reminds him a little bit of Reuben Foster. A refined.
More durable, Reuben though. Yeah, Foster. Reuben would deliver a hit to Bonte, and then he would need to go out. I mean, he would pound you, but then he would take a brunt of that hit. From all accounts, Quan is he's staying in there.
Reuben isn't half the player Quan is. Not even, I mean, pass coverage. Look at Quan run that route and pick that ball off. Reuben couldn't, come on, man. Not even close.
Reuben can go side to side when he was healthy and, you know, locked in. Dr. Robin. What's up, Dr. Robin?
Hi there, guys. Listen, I have something quick to say, but it means something to me.
Sure.
When if the 49ers went 1-1, say they lost to Cincinnati, then I would say fool's gold would be relevant. But the going 2-0 and the beat up that they put on Cincinnati doesn't give you guys any second thoughts. And maybe at this stage of the game, at least give them a gold.
I'm on board. I'm on board with a gold. Because let me ask you this, Robin, and this is kind of where I'm at. How could the 49ers have done any better than they've done the first 2 weeks?
Exactly.
So I'm kind of with you there, Dr. Robin. I don't know, and thanks for the call. Listen, I don't know how many games they're going to win. I don't know if they're going to make a playoff push or if they got 10 wins in them. But, again, they go to Tampa Bay, they win by 2 touchdowns. They go to Cincinnati, and it's not even a ball game. They blow them out. Again, somebody tell me how the season could have started better.
And we can't.
I guess if Joe Staley were healthy and I didn't get hurt, but that's kind of.
But the focus in the green room today was the Niners being 2-0 and enjoying the moment. And I don't care, the biggest hater or haters cannot do anything. The Niners are bulletproof to that because right now they've shocked the world. They've won on the road in different time zones. And now you got the home opener against a team that's without its starting quarterback trying to save their season. The Niners go 3-0, and you get a bye before another. You get the stage 3-0 on Monday Night Football, the cathedral, to say we are fixed.
What's the cathedral?
Monday Night Football, where the world's watching. Monday
Why
Night Football.
Why would that be a cathedral?
Because that's the stage.
Like a building.
Yeah, the Monday Night Football is the stage.
The platform that they're going to have.
The stage is Monday Night Football.
A stage
that's like,
is different than a cathedral.
It's like the music hall. You know what I'm talking about.
I do, but it doesn't. You know, it doesn't ring. It doesn't resonate.
Well, for me, it works. Monday Night Football's the stage. The world's watching the new Niners.
Right. A stage is different than a cathedral. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all.
Right. Right.
Bonte gets me.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I'm just trying to.
You don't got to be so literal, but
I mean, I'm speaking for the people out. There might be 3 or 4 people out there saying, cathedral.
You get the stage.
I thought you meant Levi Stadium was the cathedral, and at that point,
cathedrals
I was thinking it was going to knock you out.
They got
because that's just preposterous. Calling Levi Stadium the cathedral.
Yeah. Like Lambeau is one of the
And actually, the 49ers are not off to Cincinnati, on to Cincinnati anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's over.
Eddie's in the city. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. It's actually Eric, but
I'm sorry.
I'll take Eddie if it's DeBarto. Anyways, so I called a few weeks ago, you guys, and I was like, when we were predicting or what we thought that the team would do this year, and I said, you know, 10-6 and 11-5 isn't too far.
I remember.
The simple reason that because I'll tell you what, last year had Garoppolo played, 7-9 and 8-8 would have been okay. But if you take Garoppolo out of the equation, obviously we know what happened. So you plug him back into a team that supposedly has progressed since last year, plus the free agents we signed, plus the bonus of Bosa. Bosa's a bonus. We shouldn't have the number 2 overall pick had we finished, you know, 8-8 or 7-9. So he's a bonus to what we're doing right now. You add that to the equation. If we make the playoffs, great. I don't see us going far in the playoffs. I really don't. But if they trade, you know, maybe they give up a C.J. Beathard to somebody. We get a DB, a corner that's a shutdown corner, or somebody that's just disgruntled somewhere. And if we make that trade for Trent Williams, then we could really get, you know, greedy, like Bonte says. We could get real greedy. Now we're talking about a shutdown secondary and a serious, ugly pass rush with a devastating set of linebackers behind that, and an offensive line that enforces their will on people. Now we're talking about something for real. But other than that, you know, I still say the 49ers, they have a good chance at winning the division if they could stay healthy.
Yeah, that's it. That's going to be the key with a lot of teams. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call. 415 says, I like this feeling of winning, guys.
Man.
And I will enjoy it, but we got to take it game by game. Stay humble. Well, first of all,
like Uncle Sherm said yesterday,
stay humble. The fans don't have to do. The fans don't have to stay humble. That's not going to impact. If the
fan is short for fanatic,
if the fans don't stay humble, it doesn't impact the team.
Not at all.
No,
get cocky. Have to stay humble.
Get cocky. Get greedy.
You know,
dream big.
Blasted little Wayne over there at the facility right now.
I'm telling you, I see more Niner jerseys and jackets and hats in the last 24 hours than I've seen in the last 5 years.
You going to sell out?
It better be a sellout. It's the home opener.
I bet nobody will be saying, it's hot.
Yeah, they will. I don't think it's going to be a sellout.
If it's not a sellout, let's do it.
Well,
I've got my hand out now.
I'm not talking announced
sellout. Oh, yeah, I don't
sellout.
Like that either.
I'm telling you.
Visual.
If I see the game on television at halftime or third quarter, middle of the third quarter, I'll bet there's empty seats.
If I see empty seats from that press box this Sunday.
You going to write a column?
I'm not going to write it. I'm just going to, you know, Levi's just. I mean, come on, man. Everything is set up for the stadium to shine now.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I going down to Levi's Stadium for the national championship between Clemson and Bama, I was like, damn, the stadium, it looks pretty good. It's packed.
I followed you on your Instagram. I felt like I was there. You in Fortinball.
It was all over. I mean, I want to feel like that when I walk on the turf on Sunday.
Wow.
Pittsburgh Steelers in the house. The Steelers. Those black and yellow, what are going to be wearing the white jerseys.
Black and yellow.
Come on, man. If Levi's, Steiny, if you see empty seats at Levi's, I've lost all hope in the stadium.
I think it's fair to give it a little more time. That's
a little
all.
More time?
A little
wow.
bit.
Wow. Like, oh, man. Yeah. Like, if they don't come now, when they coming?
Well, listen, you gotta acknowledge that there are some 49er fans who have taken a step back when this team left the city. And maybe they're looking for a reason to get back into it. Does 2-0 do it? It might for some, but I think there's a lot of other people that are saying, you know, give me 6-2 through 8 games, and then we'll get
Help
excited.
Help me out. Maybe if I'm wrong, correct, the first game in that the regular season game was against the Bears, right? Sunday
night.
They
lost that game, yeah.
Was that a
sellout?
Has there been a crowd similar to that since? Or would you say, Bonte, you might be, I don't know.
I don't know. That was a sellout. I mean, they played the Chiefs when Alex Smith came back. That was a good crowd. Philadelphia came to town that same year. That was a good crowd. But, Turkey on a 50 against the Seahawks.
No, there you go.
That's when the rivalry was still on and popping. That's when Richard Sherman ate the turkey leg on a 50. And
chicken or turkey? It was turkey.
Turducken there? I don't know. That was the last time Levi's felt like, oh, man, it's got some potential.
So the one downside about yesterday's game was the injury to Joe Staley. Let's take a listen to what Kyle Shanahan said about the injury after the ball game.
All right, Staley went out, his broken fibula, and Ford went out with quad irritation. From what I hear so far, we'll find out more tomorrow, but it should be less than 8 weeks, so I don't think he'll be an IR candidate, but we'll find out more tomorrow. I think it's something he's had before.
All right, Kyle Shanahan. D Ford, I almost got the sense that they maybe didn't bring him back in the ballgame because it was over.
Yeah, I get that same feeling.
I was a little surprised Garoppolo played that very last series.
Same here.
You know, just same here. You know, I mean, it's
right.
Not
he missed
a huge
13
deal.
Games last year. Hey, man, just get it in true. While it's good.
Maybe
just,
that is yeah. the way they're looking at it.
Let Mullins play. Cheapest ticket right now at Levi's for Sunday. $147.
Oh, here we go.
Well, here's the other thing. 650 says game will be a sellout because the Steeler Nation travels.
Now that.
You're telling me the Steelers are going to be 20,000 fans?
Steiny, the Steeler Nation is real. I'm not saying 20K, but it's going to be – well, they may not have nothing to cheer about, Bonte, if things keep up like they've been going through two games.
I think they're trying to sell tickets now. Maybe Steeler Nation is trying to sell tickets to cancel all their flights to the Bay Area. I mean, no Big Ben. You're 0-2.
They might have to reset in Pittsburgh. No AB, Le'Veon Bell, and now Big Ben. And you get rid of Tomlin, and you hit the reset.
Bring him up.
Who?
AB.
He got a touchdown yesterday.
You jerk. You know what? He stayed. I'm starting to like him less and less every day. And today I like him like next week.
You surprised he got a touchdown? The football guy.
I could not care less.
Thank you. Give me another
one. He was supposed to get hurt.
Ask me again. Say something about Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
I could not care less.
Thank you.
He screwed the Raiders. Screwed them. Boy, they could have used AB.
He didn't do him worse than my boy. Just real quick to rattle the table. Does anybody throw a football better than Patrick Mahomes? It's like he has a satellite on it on where to drop it in at.
That's a good take.
No, I'm for real. Like, there's a satellite in the hands. Dude.
Place it right fingertips.
925 agreeing with me. Steiny, I sank 40K into PSLs and tickets, and they stunk. I'm not jumping back on after two wins.
40K?
Dude.
You got a good job.
Cost some money to go to a pro football game. But you're going to be in the house.
And me. I invited you. Monte's going for sure.
No. Well, I don't know. Why do you guys do this?
I'm going to ask Lowe.
How about this?
Oh, Lowe will be there.
Why not before the game? If you're going.
No, I'm going.
Okay. So why don't you... Like, we'll make it kind of an impromptu appearance. Like, you'll say where you're going to go in the parking lot. Hey, Bonte and Guru, we'll meet you out at, parking section G, right at the light post, and we'll have a little
But sometimes I like
together.
To be alone. See, you don't know that
well,
about
Well, it's not going to last all game. Just go out and say hello to people. Maybe there'll be a crowd of, 50 people gathered. To see you guys.
And then if nobody showed, you would be on the air talking about nobody showed up.
I won't
up.
Be there.
Oh.
I won't be there.
I can always lie about it, dude.
Right there. Yeah, of course.
I used to do the callers.
If there's only 15 people.
Jam.
Hey, if there's only 15 people. Hey, man, thanks to the 45 people
15.
That are out there.
15's, that's solid. That's
I got
solid.
Enough of that when I went out to the 24-hour fitness meet and greets. It was awesome. Like, if one person came, I was like, man.
Getting too big for meet and greets?
No. Wow.
That's what it sounds like.
You boys, you guys, man.
Dude,
I appreciate every...
You want to get 40-inch stories written about you. People are going to then know who you are. They're going to come up and want to talk to you. And you can't big time them like you've been doing.
I've never...
Seriously.
Can't do it.
Wash your mouth out with soap, sir.
Do you ball against listeners at 24 when they come meet and greet you? They challenge you to a game right there?
We haven't played. You guys are wow. Get it all out. Get all the material.
Oh, yeah. We got all week. Yeah. Got all week.
I just answered the phone. Somebody called and guy asked me some questions.
Hey. Oh, you mean your interview?
Right. I didn't say anything about it.
I was saying, wow, Goo, maybe no longer Guru is a man of the people.
I'll always be a man of the people.
All right. Yeah. Last time, last call. 20 minutes from now. We've got it, and we're going to get your takes on the hottest topic of the day throughout the month of September. Best call wins a Google Home Mini. We've given away, I want to say, 12 of them so far this month. We're going to give away about 12 more. Just take Bonte, Steiny, and Guru with you on the go. Say, hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game on your Android or Google Home device. All right, coming up in 20 minutes, we've got Last Call. But first, let's head over to Elena. Find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Steiny. What's happening on The Game brought to you by Dial Pad. 49ers heading home 2-0 on the season after crushing the Bengals 41-17 in Cincinnati. Jerry Rice, who joins Joe Lo and Dibs every Monday morning, is starting to feel something special with this 49ers team.
I don't want to jump the gun, but, man, I'm starting to feel it a little bit. You know, I feel like these guys are looking really, really like contenders.
Listen to the full interview on demand at 957thegame.com or on the go using the radio.com app, where you can also listen live to your favorite 957 The Game shows. 957 The Game NFL insider and Hall of Famer Michael Irvin wraps up week two with Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky coming up at 4:30. Sponsored by Dialpad. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud, put a business line on your cell phone, and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. I'm Elena Matzorkis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
Oh yeah, it is a Monster Monday brought to you by Dolan Lumber, Windows, and Doors. 49ers go to 2-0 with a 41-17 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. They won all phases of that ball game. It was impressive. What side are you on? Well, those two teams, Tampa Bay and Cincinnati, aren't very good. Let's wait till they play somebody. Or you can only play who's on your schedule. And they're now 2-0 on the road. And they were 0-8 there last year. Pretty amazing. Let's go to Filmo Mike. Apparently he's got a bone to pick with me. Get the dump button ready. I'm not having it today. What's up, Filmo? How you doing, buddy?
Steiny.
Yo.
I don't know what you was smoking on Friday, but you gave a Google Home Mini to somebody that said their headline was Jimmy Q and Bingletown wins the game or something like
that. No.
Come on, bro.
No, I didn't.
I understand. I got a different relationship with y'all, so I understand why you didn't give me the victory, but at least you could say my headline was way better. I said the Niners stripped the stripes in the natty. You gave it to somebody talking about Jimmy Q. It don't even...
No, Jimmy GQ.
No correlation to nothing.
Nah, I was... You know what? That was Guru.
I got a bone. That wasn't me.
That was Guru.
Hey, Mike, real quick. I heard you call another show Friday, and you referred to us as dessert. Explain that, man.
Man, you guys are like dessert. Ray Ratto, Kolsky, and
you can't even remember the other guy's name, Philbo.
David Bruce. They're like they have real calculated discussions in which a person like that's like 8 years old can follow and is so calculated and precise. You guys are like dessert, man. You guys are like the National Enquirer, and they're like the New York Times.
Wow.
Wow. You don't realize that's not a compliment.
Shots fired.
That's pretty
Thanks,
much
Philbo Mike.
Philbo Mike may be in the penalty box now for a week.
Yeah, that's going to be.
I don't want to hear from Philbo. I don't want an IG message. I don't want nothing from Philbo.
So basically, they're calculus. And we're general math.
We're basic math. We're 1+1. National Enquirer.
Wow, Steiny.
We're fake news. Yeah. Fake news and guru math. That's
Look how
what
he
the
does
show
the
is.
Brothers,
now.
Man.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Jesse. Jesse's in San Jose. Hey, Jesse.
Yeah, hey guys. Like you guys just said earlier, the Niners played the Bengals and the Bucks, and they won, which they're supposed to, right? Good teams are supposed to beat them, but look how high the Raiders were until they faced an opponent that's probably like what?
Yeah.
Playoff, at least divisional opponent, maybe? You know, kind of. But I do like what I've seen with the Raiders' defensive line this year so far. They're getting pressure. Mahomes was pressured. It's just that the safeties are and the DBs are getting beat pretty bad with the deep pass for the Raiders. But we'll see when the Niners face a playoff contender, and we'll see how we feel about them then.
Thanks, Jesse. No, I mean, it's fair. I mean, it's absolutely fair. If you're on the side of they haven't beaten anybody, I mean, you can continue to play that game. In fact, you might be able to play it after next week's game. If the Steelers come in here and they look like they're shot.
Okay, if you want to do that, Steiny, last year this team won 4 games. There's no way in hell you can't say you don't see progress. Progress is what we've seen on 2 games of the road, Bonte. There's no, who used to say it? No doubt about it. I mean, it's progress right in front of your face. Now, what it'll manifest to, playoffs or not, I can't tell you that. But through two games, the San Francisco 49ers arguably are one of the most, if not most improved team in the NFL. And kudos to Shanahan and Lynch, who we doubted all offseason.
Who's the no doubt about it? Who's
that? I'll tell you the team after we get off the show. That wasn't a baseball team wins, he says. There was no doubt about it.
Who says that?
I'll save it for later.
So here's the thing. Here's the contention I have about the 49ers. They've only played the Buccaneers or the Bengals. And I got to it a little bit earlier. Well, the Steelers, there's a very good chance the Steelers are not the Steelers that come in here. They're not going to have Roethlisberger. They might not have Connors. It looks like they're in a little bit of turmoil. They're going to start a quarterback that doesn't have one NFL start. So let's be honest. The 49ers win that game 30-10. People are going to say they still haven't played anybody.
Okay.
And then here come the Browns, the losingest franchise in the NFL in the last decade.
Yeah.
They come in 1-2. 49ers beat them. Guess what? People are still going to say the 49ers haven't beaten anybody because they've beaten Tampa Bay, who's probably 2-2, Cincinnati 1-3, Pittsburgh will be at least 0-3 or 0-4, 1-3. You know what I'm saying?
What about the 13 games last year that the Niner opponents had to play them without their starting quarterback? Nobody was crying for the Niners.
That's what I'm saying. You can play that game all year.
Oh, they're going to play it all year, especially if they go down to LA and beat the Rams. It's going to be, well, the Rams aren't the same team. Gurley's
get
not
to
the same.
Playoffs doing
they're having
that.
A Super Bowl hangover. I don't want to hear it.
You're right.
2-0. They look good against Cincinnati.
And get to the offense.
They ran for 259 yards. Garoppolo threw for 297. The defense is, Guru, you know I love me a woo hit.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of woo hits out there from that defense.
Man.
I mean, come on. What's not the like about this team being 2-0 right now heading into their home opener, man? You got to feel good if you're wearing red and gold.
And you don't have to apologize. That's all I'm saying, Stoney. You're right with what you're saying. But at the end of the day, teams came in here and beat the crap out of the Niners at home, on the road. Nobody said nothing about, oh, they're missing Garoppolo. Let the Niner people hate. But if you keep stacking these W's, you're going to be in the wild card or in it for the division. You ain't got to apologize to anybody.
All right, last call coming up in 5 minutes. The question is, has this 2-0 start for the 49ers changed your expectations of the season? That's coming up in 5 minutes. Let's go to James in Palo Alto real quick. Wants to bring up Nicky Bosa. What's up, James?
Hi, thanks so much for taking the call.
Sure.
Nick didn't look like he had a single line yesterday. Maybe I missed it. Was he a flash? Did he play?
He did play.
He was out there.
But, again, thanks for the call, James. Appreciate it. See, this is one where I'm sorry, I don't put any stock into anything because – If your defense played this well and Nick Bosa didn't register, like, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? You know what I mean? Maybe they were focusing on him when he was on the field and it allowed other guys to make plays.
I thought he attributed a lot of other – he was causing ruckus to me to where he didn't get a sack or tackle, and I thought the other guys on the line benefited from it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. His impact was felt out there. That's why Ronald Blair got off. That's why all these other guys got in on the action there because of the attention. You have to pay it. Even Bosa, there was a false start he drew on Andre Smith right before the end of the first quarter. Quarter was about to go, and Andre Smith
is so paranoid. Oh, Brenneman went crazy.
Yeah, Brenneman went crazy. He was so paranoid at Nick Bosa, and he jumped.
Yeah.
The presence is already being felt with D4 and Nick Bosa.
This from the 510. 2-0 is 2-0. I don't care what any negative Nancys think about it. Of course. That's also the nature of football. You're 2-0. You got 6 days to relish right now. They're 2-0.
And who thought they were going to be 2-0, Stoney? I don't care. Even with the low team. Oh, it's a Tampa Bay, a Cincinnati. I didn't think they were going to be 2-0.
You know, last week we talked about maybe popping champagne if the Niners improved to 2-0 after a win against Cincy. Well, if they go 3-0, they're heading into the bye week 3-0. It's time to have a few mimosas and pop a couple bottles because that's big.
Like it's not nobody.
Look
like,
at them.
Pop
some bottles, baby, if they go 3-0 beating the Pittsburgh
Steelers. With 15
Steelers.
Days. Woo!
Did Bosa have four pressures?
Yeah, he was in that backfield.
Well, that's something.
No, pressures are everything.
John in Dallas. What's up, John?
I just wanted to say, let's just enjoy these wins, guys. We haven't had much to be happy about the last few years, and let's enjoy this win because, you know, we never know when it's going to stop. Also, too, is yeah, the Bucks and Cincinnati, okay, fine. They're not good teams, but you know what we did? We blew out Cincinnati, and we had our way with the Bucks. That's what good teams do to bad teams. And don't pump the brakes. Like Stala said, all gas, no brakes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Peter. Yeah, I'm with you.
Who said totally all gas, no brakes?
Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator.
Hey, he meant. Right. Slow down.
No, everybody went, I'm still kind of butthurt about
two more years ahead, he might get a job.
You know, you were getting on Guru by reading the text and being a little irritated. I'm a little irritated. Philmo Mike, good
he's
friend
from
of the program.
City. Yeah, he's your boy.
City.
Maybe we'll
ban him.
Penalty box.
I've been
for the week.
Let's ban him a week.
I mean, naturally,
yeah, put him in the penalty box.
Put him in the penalty box.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, a week.
All right. Let's start lining up last call. Let's start lining up last call. Has the 2-0 start changed your expectations for the San Francisco 49ers? Let's take Peter real quick before we hit last call. What's up, Peter?
Hey, hi. I was a season ticket holder from 75 to 2008.
All right.
And this team reminds me so much of the 81 team. He's not Joe Montana yet, or probably never will be, but the comparisons are unmistakable. The 49ers were 1-2 after 3 weeks back in those days, and the game that changed the whole system was the game against Washington, and after that they didn't lose for 20 years. Now their running backs at those time was Ricky Patton and Johnny Johnson, which some people probably haven't heard of, but
no. I mean heard of
you
them,
know but... they. Yeah, well, anyway, they were not great running backs, but that's why Bill Walsh had a stable of two or three running backs and stuff like that. He had a flying around defense, and he went and got a secondary from college, you know, and this team reminds me of that. And I said to my friend the other day, I said, they're going to blow out Cincinnati. I think this team is on the... On the way.
Thanks,
it's
Peter.
On the way.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate the call. Look, they're better. This is a better team than last year. That's the first and most important part, I think, of what's going on this season. They are better. All right, let's hit it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, here we go. Has the 2-0 start changed your expectations for the San Francisco 49ers? 888-957-9570 is the number. Best call gets a Google Home Mini. Mike, start us off and say, you know what? Should we implement the first, if you say, how are you doing?
You're done.
You get
we
cut
gotta
off.
Do it. It's yeah. the right
implement.
On the table.
We gotta start going faster.
Just get in.
Know how you're doing. We're all doing great. Yeah. Mike in San Jose, go.
All right, fellas, I definitely feel like my position has changed. Last week, I definitely didn't feel that way after the win. Felt like there was some holes. And after seeing that, though, after seeing the Russian attack like that, and then seeing our receivers come alive and seeing the playbook that Shanahan's got, man, I got to feel like we could take somebody in the playoffs, definitely, and we can... I think we can win the first round and almost win a second round game in the playoffs. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Mike, 2 weeks. Stay on the line, Mike. You're the leader. Mike's got the 49ers going to the playoffs, maybe winning a round. Wow. Bud, San Francisco, that's a changed expectation. Bud in San Francisco. What's up, Bud?
Hey, I got the Niners doing some big things this year because I seen the Seahawks struggling with Cincinnati the previous week, and the way we handled Cincinnati, I see big things.
What did you think before the game?
Before the game, I felt that we would handle them, but I didn't think we would annihilate them.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. David and Vallejo, what's up, man? You're on last call.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Oh, man, definitely. When you watch the Patriots defense and you watch the Niners defense, you realize, holy crap, we got a champion defense, and if we could just get our offense to just resemble anything of the Baltimore Ravens when they had Trent Dilfer, mistake-free offense, we got a chance, because one thing that's nice about the defense, there was no penalties. They're not making dumb penalties, and then we got number 56 with Alexander. dude, that guy is going to be the next beast of the NFL. And so, yeah, my opinion has changed big time, especially because Shanahan, yesterday he was hiding Jimmy Garoppolo's flaws with all these different exotic plays. And I feel really good about the defense.
Thanks for the
championship
call.
Championship defense.
Thanks, David. Championship? Yes or no?
Championship? Come on, man.
Let's wait
the brakes.
Yeah, let's wait a little bit
let's
on that.
The brakes.
But it's, you know.
The Cake just went in the oven.
Troy, Santa Rosa. What's up, Troy? How you doing?
All right, boys, here we go. The expectations were zero when the season started. Garoppolo coming off the injury, but now they're growing, right?
Yes.
I had an Oscar the Grouch expectation for this Niner team.
Troy.
Want to talk about schedule?
Oh, go ahead. Keep going.
You want to talk about schedule toughness? Look at the New England Patriots schedule. It's crap.
Yeah.
Now the expectation for me, what is it? Give me a Ric Flair. Woo!
Troy, stay on the line. You're leader in the clubhouse for the Google Home Mini. Stay on the line, Troy. Josh in San Leandro. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to give you some common sense stuff. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers just beat the Carolina Panthers, who the Niners handled. And also the Cincinnati Bengals almost beat the Seattle Seahawks. So the Niners handed it pretty greatly. And that means they're going to beat it's even better without
Barely hear Josh. Could Harold hear Josh? He's gone.
Cockroach in Oakland. What's up, Cockroach?
Oh, Cockroach is jumping out of the this time. Yeah, that's trying to change my expectations. Now I'm looking, I want a trophy as gold as they have it. If they go 3-0 this weekend and beat Cleveland, I'm going to shut myself wrong and take a picture and send it to the air, player. We got to get this win.
Thanks, Cockroach. Appreciate it. Emilio. Emilio's in South San Francisco. What's up, Emilio?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hell yeah, I'm excited. Hey, I'm so excited. I bet, Guru, you can feel my excitement, man. Your boys are going to go down, man. It's going to be a good time for the Niners this year. But I'm really excited. I got this going all the way just because I'm a homer. Yeah, I'm a homer. But the Niners going all the way. After the Peter called earlier, I'm bored and excited. Flying around defense. They're taking souls. They're taking souls. I heard that today. But Niners were kicking doors down. They were taking souls. Guru, your Cowboys are going down. I'm sorry to say. Hit the pipe.
Oh, man.
Nah, Troy, I kind of like
sure
Troy.
I do, that. Too.
I kind of like Troy.
Emilio, good run. Troy, good run. Wait, that's a great way to ingratiate yourself to the host. I got to still go with Troy. Michael in San Jose. What's up, Michael?
What's up, guys? First time caller. I just want to say 2-0. Let's go. Everyone's performing. We got Nick Bosa still coming out. We got Garoppolo performing like that, too. Everyone's getting better. So I can't wait till we get to Levi's and get that 3-0, Doug.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. I mean, that is the thing. I mean, this team should get better over the course of the next couple years. All right. Take us out. Humar? Humar in Dublin? Am I saying it right?
Humair, yeah, you got
Humair.
It.
Humair, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Hey, guys, we haven't been battle-tested yet. Listen, I heard we're 2-0, but we can't be biased here. We haven't been battle-tested. We don't know if we're an 8-8 team or a 9-7 team. We haven't played a playoff team yet. We've been here before where we won the first game, and then we've gotten excited, and then the team let us down. We just lost Joe Staley to injuries, our left tackle. We have nobody really to replace him with. We're talking about trading for Trent Williams. I don't know, trading for another LT. But we've been healthy with our players besides Joe Staley. But yeah, we just haven't been battle tested, guys. We
All right.
need to see more from these guys.
Thanks, Humair in Dublin. Appreciate it. I'm going to go with Troy in Santa Rosa. He was very optimistic, and as you guys know, it felt to me like Humair was a little bit of a negative Nancy, and. Anybody who knows me knows that's not my style. It's not my style at all. I'm
Bonte's
going for optimism.
Laughing.
Troy in Santa Rosa, congratulations. You win the Google Home Mini.
Woo!
All right. What are you saying? What about Bonte?
No, he was laughing when you
at
said
what?
You said you're not negative.
I'm not. I'm higher on the Niners right now than I've ever heard.
Being a pessimist, and you know it.
Stein's been
you.
Today.
No,
I mean, Stein's been, on,
no.
he's Look, been positive
because he's
today.
Reacting. To new information.
That's actually not true. I'm putting myself, like, they're 2-0. That's great. It's more about the fans. If you're a fan, you should be wound up right now.
But as you watching football, I don't know if you're ready to put your stamp on it, but they're looking like what could be a good team.
Yes.
This defense is, there's no fluke on it.
There's nothing that happened
real.
In the first two games
real.
That would make you less optimistic about the season than when it started. There's just, you know, and I get it. 6-5-0. Let's go 4-0. Then we can talk. It's like, yeah, okay. But take a step back and enjoy 2-0. This team's not the Golden State Warriors. You know what I mean?
Wow,
it's the San Francisco 49ers. They haven't done anything for five years.
What's that song?
They're 2-0.
San Francisco 49ers.
Who was that? That was Roger Craig.
Roger Craig.
How fired up was he? He felt like he could still run.
925 has a legitimate question. Goo and Bonte.
Bonte,
am I the only one who can decide the winner? No, you guys. You guys
chip
can,
in.
Yeah, you guys. We can take turns. Let's take turns.
Okay.
We've chipped in.
Hey, I think I got
you a pit on Troy.
Why Mike was mad. Fillmore Mike. He didn't win the mini Google.
Well, you know what?
And that's why he did stuff.
Fillmore Mike's in the box.
Okay. That is
he's got a major penalty.
That is
right. Deuster, dime to deuce. He's gone for
all right. That's going to do it. 49ers, 2-0. Coming up next, Ratto, Kolsky, Damon, Bruce, thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.